At 6:06, it is mostly clear, 8 degrees in Tulsa. We have a wind chill index this morning of 3 below. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. In addition to dealing with the bitterly cold temperatures this morning, we will be dealing with an elevated fire threat this afternoon. Creek County becomes the latest Oklahoma county to declare a burn ban, joining a dozen others. Oklahoma State Forester George Geisler.
You know, a lot of people think of the cigarette butt, or they think of someone burning trash. But a lot of our fires are caused by other things. It can be something as simple as mowing the grass, where the blade hits a rock and causes a spark. Be cautious. Be aware of what you're doing.
It was just 2 years ago that a devastating wildfire swept through Creek County, causing massive damage. Well, the statewide flu death toll in Oklahoma is now up to 20. 8 more people died from the flu in Oklahoma just last week. One of those deaths was here in Tulsa County. The flu season can be tough on health care and emergency responders. EMSA's Kelly Brewer says their paramedics are taking extra precautions.
We do take extra care of the medics. It's very important that we can keep fully staffed, especially as the chances of the flu increase. And so everyone's got their flu shots. We're making sure that they're taking extra care with their gloves and antibacterial.
She says so far EMSA crews have been staying fairly healthy. Last week, 176 people in Oklahoma were hospitalized with the flu. An Oklahoma County judge has ruled that legislation making it harder for women to obtain the morning after pill is unconstitutional and has barred the state from enforcing it. District Judge Lisa Davis handed down the ruling yesterday. On State Capitol Watch this morning, the Oklahoma Arts Council goes before the State Senate Education Appropriation Subcommittee. Director Amador Sharples yesterday asked for an additional $500,000 for the council. She reminded lawmakers that their appropriations do have a ripple effect.
While our budget represents less than 0.1% of the total state budget, Oklahoma Arts Council grants have a powerful multiplying effect, with each dollar generating $14 in matching funds from the private sector.
She would like to see an increase in the Arts Council's outreach into non-urban areas of the states. Supporters of passenger rail between Tulsa and Oklahoma City are hoping a recently filed bill will prevent the state from selling the Sooner Subline.
House Bill 2897 would make it harder for the State Transportation Department to sell rail assets. The entire legislature would have to approve a sale by joint resolution. With the Sooner Sub's bidding deadline next week, Tulsa Rail Advisory Committee Chair Rick Westcott says the bill must move quickly to factor in.
ODOT could act quickly after that, and the governor could possibly approve the sale quickly after that. This new bill would have to go through the process and pass both the House and the Senate and ultimately be signed by the governor before it becomes law.
ODOT is asking at least $9.1 million for the line, which it bought in 1998. Matt Trotter, KWGS News.
The Tulsa Port of Catoosa has its second best year ever. Statistics show shipping tonnage in 2013 came in just under the record total from 2012. Bob Portis is the port director.
What I'm seeing is the energy and the agricultural industry continues to drive our boat, no pun intended. Everybody I talk to that works in those industries is very upbeat about what's going on and what they see ahead.
The near record was achieved despite a big drop in shipping of crude oil, the commodity that led the way to record numbers in 2012. Our weather forecast, sunshine, windy and mild with an elevated fire threat this afternoon, a high of 43. Mostly clear, not so cold tonight, 31 for an overnight low. Right now in Tulsa, it is clear and 8 with a wind chill of 3 below. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.